Hey, this is Victoria Villegas with Res Life. One of the websites I go to occasionally is called To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. It is a site that is dedicated to those who struggle with addiction, depression, self-injury, and attempted suicide. This website was developed by a Christian guy who watched a young friend almost die as she etched out marks on her arms. Unable to get her checked into a treatment center, in the meantime, her friends offered moral support. They said, "We become her hospital, and the possibility of healing fills our living room with life. It is unspoken, and there are only few of us, but we will be her church, the body of Christ, coming alive to meet her needs, to write love on her arms." In 1 Peter 1, 3-5, it talks about the kind of hope and healing that our Father God has given to us, so that, as the body of Christ, we can offer it to other people in pain. It states, "Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he gave us new life by raising Jesus Christ from death. This fills us with a living hope, and so we look forward to possessing the rich blessings that God keeps for his people. He keeps them for you in heaven, where they cannot decay or spoil or fade away. They are for you, who through faith are kept safe by God's power for the salvation, which is ready to be revealed at the end of time." Don't be fooled. There are teens all around you that need this kind of hope today. Be the body of Christ and offer this hope that our Father freely gives.